So what is this craniosacral work? Craniosacral work was working with a respiratory movement that's not breath. It's a movement of the cerebrospinal fluid through the spinal column, through the head, through the meninges. The 22 bones that are in the head, the cranium, it's not a solid cranium. There's actual joints, which are sutures. There's a fluctuation, a minute fluctuation of the cranial bones in the entire cranial system. If you can visualize, think of the spinal column going up into the brain, the meninges, the two hemispheres of the brain, having a respiratory movement like a tadpole. Just imagine that movement. It was coined by William Sutherland, who was the founder of cranial osteopathy and worked for over 100 years. His work began 100 years ago, as the breath of life. Not the breath of air, but the breath of life, the breath that animates us. It's basically our spirit that enters very shortly after conception. The Tibetans think of when conception takes place, when the sperm and the egg unite, there's this release of bliss into the universe. And what they found is that within 20 minutes of that bliss, movement begins within the ovum. There's a movement that starts. That movement is the animation of the breath of life begins. Within 20 minutes after death, that animation, that movement, that breath of life, that spirit leaves. So it's different than the respiratory breath. It's older, it's from the sea, it's from the tides. That breath of life. But that's what animates the entire spinal column, 22 cranial bones. The brain is actually having a respiratory movement. The cerebrospinal fluid that nourishes it and floats your brain in this wonderful internal ocean has a movement to it, a breath to it. So there's a rhythm to it, which we call the cranial wave. The cranial wave is about 8 to 14 cycles per minute. So it's much slower than breath. It's alternating like electricity, like your household electricity, alternating, but at a much, much slower pace. If anyone has any questions while I'm talking, just, you know, say what your question is, because I want you to go away with what you came to find in this workshop, this class, this 1 hour. Sure.
So this wave, is it going from the base of the spine up and back down again, or is it just waving within its confines of the spine and then?
It's a lengthwise wave, like think of the spine moving like a tadpole, and of the brain having like a breath to it, where it's widening and narrowing, and the cranial bones are all one. There's a dural tube. There's a membrane system that goes up the spine, that surrounds the hemispheres of the brain, that's pulling on the bones to make all of this happen. So it's kundalini. If you've done any yoga, it's the movement of the kundalini energy. That breath of life is also spirit. It's prana. It's chi. So all the different cosmologies that are describing the same phenomenon is what animates the cranial system. Cranial sacral workers over years develop the ability with our thinking, intelligent fingertips to feel that cranial wave, to sense where it's disturbed, to sense where things have gotten out of sorts, and to work with that whole field, the bioelectric field, and bringing it back to optimism, to the optimal functioning. Sensing if there are sutures in the head or bones of the head that have been moved out of place. For instance, tinnitus is very much tied with the temporal bones that are around the ears, and that can be faulted and shifted, which begin to affect the auditory tubes. And so the auditory tubes get locked open, and you hear this whooshing sound that you can't get away from. That's both physiological and emotional. There's an emotional component. There's a spiritual component to the physiological things that we're feeling and manifesting in our bodies. And the beauty of this work is it encompasses working with all of that. It's not just osteopathic holds. It's also working with the field of chi, working with the spirit. So very often, coming out of a session, it's not just a question of the physiological issues being dealt with, but you begin to feel this clarity in your life. You begin to feel a balance, and perhaps you are able to figure out a way forward in your life, or what your journey is now manifests itself in this session. So it encompasses many, many different things. Just this group here with the different topics that you brought up of what you were looking for answers to, that gives you a good idea of what it is that this work is able to work with and do. And it's interactive. It's not a practitioner working on you, but it is the two energies of you and the practitioner merging and finding your road forward. So it's as if we become one energetically for the session, but never lose ourselves. And then when the session's over, it's like two dancers dancing the tango, 3-minute date, it's over. And you walk away, your energies separate. But for that time, you've worked together as one and working with the powers of universal energy that help that.